California Assembly approves $50 million for lawsuits, legal services to oppose Trump. California's Democratic lawmakers approved $50 million in emergency funding February 3 for the state to use against federal actions it sees as hostile. Two urgent pieces of legislation, SBX1-1 and SBX1-2, will now be considered by the state's Senate. The legislation is designed to guard the state from the Trump administration's unlawful and unconstitutional actions, according to a statement released by lawmakers. "The votes I took today represent something bigger than politics. They're about standing up for the Constitution, the rule of law, and our most vulnerable communities," said Democratic Assemblywoman Buffy Wicks, representing San Francisco's East Bay communities. Wicks called recent action by Trump and other Republicans a direct assault on the people and values of California. Trump's administration is continuing to deport hundreds of illegal immigrant criminals across the country this week, and last week it paused outgoing federal grant and loan money so that the expenditures could be reviewed. The latter move was blocked by a federal judge. California state lawmakers convened a special session December 2, 2024, in an effort to Trump-proof the state before Trump's inauguration on January 20. Governor Gavin Newsom postponed the session on January 14 amid the destructive and deadly Palisades and Eaton fires in Los Angeles County. Newsom is expected to sign the legislation once it is passed by the Senate, where Democrats have a supermajority. Before he paused the special session, Newsom promised to take action against Trump when lives are threatened and freedoms are targeted. California is a tentpole of the country, from the innovation to protecting and investing in rights and freedoms for all people, Newsom said in a statement on December 2. The first bill passed Monday, SBX1-1, would amend the 2024 budget to include giving $25 million to the state's Department of Justice to sue the federal government if it withholds emergency aid. The second bill, if passed by the Senate and signed by the governor, would provide $25 million for Californians and immigrant communities for legal assistance. The funds would pay to provide free legal services for especially vulnerable residents, including veterans, disabled people, unhoused youth, anyone facing eviction, seniors, and victims of domestic violence, wage theft, and human trafficking. The legislation would not be used for legal services to defend anyone convicted of a violent or serious felony, according to Assembly Democrats. "Here in California, we are focused on results," said Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas in a statement Monday. California's Democratic leadership is experienced in filing lawsuits against Trump. During the president's first term, the state sued the administration 123 times between 2017 and 2021 and spent $10 million a year to fund the efforts, according to reports by CalMatters. The state also passed the California Values Act in 2018, prohibiting state and local resources from being used to assist federal immigration enforcement. Republican Assemblyman James Gallagher criticized the Democrats on their priorities in a social media post on Monday. "Note to CA Dem legislators, authorizing $25 million of our taxpayer money to pay lawyers to sue Donald Trump is not tackling affordability, and it does nothing to protect us from wildfire priorities," Gallagher wrote on social media platform X.